It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, I'm with assistant head coach and offensive line coach Alex Mirabal. And coach, we're about halfway through spring at this time. How's the team progressing overall?
You know what? I think the team is doing a really good job of working on the little things that are the difference in the margin of winning and losing. And that's been a big focus of us in the offseason, of doing a lot of the invisible things, a lot of things that to the naked eye the fans might not see, but that as a coach you notice can turn a 4-yard gain into a 6-yard gain, can turn opposite the same thing if the defense, if offensive guy breaks into the second level, that stop makes it an 8-yard run instead of a 28-yard run. You know, so we're focusing on that. We're focusing on just a simple transition of changing personnel groups and making sure we have 11 on each side, right? Which nobody ever notices until they notice it, right? So, and you know, the penalties, and you know, making sure that we're not hurting ourselves, making sure that we're keeping the winning on our side.
Offensive center for third year in a row, James Brockemeyer comes in. He is a big player, does extremely well so far. What attracted you to him, and what does he bring to this offensive line?
You know what, James, his preparation, his toughness, his willingness to lead, you know, his willingness to lead, you know, despite the fact it's a pretty daunting thing, right? You come into a room and you're the only new veteran coming into a room and having to earn the respect of CeCe, of Inez, of McCoy, of Ryan, of Markel, of Samson, of Bruno. How do you do that? Well, you do that through your preparation. You do that. That's how you gain their trust, right? And he's done an unbelievable job of putting that on tape. And then not only that, but again, doing the invisible stuff, doing the stuff that people don't see after practice, of coming up immediately after practice and finding out, okay, why did I leave? What caused that pressure inside during practice? Was it me? What can I do better? So he's very critical of himself, right? Without beating himself up, but he's really critical of himself, and he's always critiquing himself on ways that he can do better, instead of, you know, he's not trying to defend himself. He's not trying to lawyer himself out of something. He's trying to find out what could he have done better. But he's tough, comes from a football family. You know, his dad was a first-round pick of the Carolina Panthers. He's had two brothers who've played in college, and him. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. And he's he's awesome, and he's going to be tremendous for this room.
You know, Coach, last year someone asked me, who's your favorite, one of your favorite football players on this team? I would have said Inez Cooper, just because of the way he plays the game. And he's upped at another level. I think he flies so far under the radar. People don't recognize him during a football game, but he's just a very good football player, but he brings a lot of intensity.
You know what he does? He's the heart and the spirit of our offense. And it permeates to the team as well. And there's a guy that, again, I know I keep talking about it, does a lot of the invisible stuff. There's a lot of the stuff that to the naked eye people don't see. I know he's having a phenomenal spring camp. You know, I put it up there with anybody else on the whole team of his performance level. And he's a guy that, you know, he's winning his one-on-one battles. And he's also a glue guy. You know, he's one of those guys that makes Mauinoa better. He makes Brockermeyer better. He makes Emery Williams better. He makes Blay better across the football from him. He makes Blount better across the football from him. Scott better across the football from him. So he's just a guy who makes others around him better. And I'm very, very proud of the progress that he's made. I'm also very proud of the progress that he's made just as a human being. You know, just from where he came when he first got here, you know, was a guy who's pretty introverted, was a guy that, you know, really didn't communicate a lot with others because, you know, he had certain trust issues. But he's a guy who's fully embraced our program and has blossomed as a student, has blossomed as a person, and has blossomed as a football player. And he's just a darn good football player. You know, he gets overlooked by a lot of guys, and that's fine. But he's a darn good football player who's going to play for a long time.
Coach Shannon Dawson, now we're in year three with him as offensive coordinator, and the value of stacking year one on two and then two on three, and how it has helped the overall offense having him around.
Yeah, you know, it's nice because Shannon is into his third season here. Mm-hmm. I'm into the third season with him in the same offense. Coach Woodle is into the third season, same offense with him. Kevin Beard, KB, is into his third season. Matt Merritt's into his second season. So you're talking about not only is he into his third season, but so are most of us with him. A lot of our analysts are into our third season. So instead of starting on square one, you know, like you have to a lot of times in this profession, because you get new guys in, we're able to build upon, right, what we've done. We're able to expand our offensive system and tweak it and do it really fast because of us being together, right? So it's kind of like Mauinoa and Cooper. Sometimes they communicate without saying a word because they've been together now going on 3.5 seasons, right? Well, it's the same with us, right? Where I'll tell him something or he'll tell me something and we both have been thinking about it, you know? So it allows us to just, how can we tweak and make our offense better than what it is, you know? And so it's awesome. So, you know, instead of having to teach other coaches, hey, this is how we do things, this is how we call things, right? We get to skip all those steps. And we built off where we left off at the bowl game instead of starting from scratch, if that makes sense, right? And it obviously helps with our teachings of the players and stuff like that. So I'm not saying the offense is going to be as explosive as last year. Obviously, we hope it is. I'm not saying we're going to score as many points as we did last year. Obviously, we hope it is. But we're trying to make our offense better than what it was, and it might be in different types of ways.
Give us your description of Coach Heatherman, the new defensive coordinator, and his style of defense.
Meat and potatoes, tough, teacher, holds them accountable, is on our best players. More than he is on, so he holds our best players to the highest of standards, right? And they're doing a great job of playing technique. They're doing a great job of running to the football. And I just think he's a no frills kind of guy. You know, he's a no frills kind of guy. He's, hey, line up and I got to beat you in my base, right? Before I put sprinkles on it, I got to beat you in just vanilla and chocolate, you know? Vanilla and chocolate, and we'll taste all the other cute flavors later. So it's just, and that's what he's doing. And you could tell that those kids are learning to play in that defense, and they're thriving in it, and they're making it hard on us on offense, which is awesome. They're playing really good tight coverage in the back end, and up front, they're playing real thick technique, so they're making us having to work for every yard, which is great, because iron sharpens iron, and he's done a great job of fitting in. I think he also, here's another thing, I think he fits in really well with Coach Cristobal's personality and the personality of our offense.
I want to wish you a happy birthday also, Coach. Can't forget that this week.
No, I'm only 55 years old, so I've had a blessed. I'm blessed. I'm humbled, and it's been awesome, and I'm looking forward to, I hope my 55th year is better than the other 54.
There you go. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, and go Canes.
All right, Don Bailey Jr., Alex Mirabal, University of Miami offensive line coach. Great insight into the University of Miami offensive line as we are actually past the halfway point of spring ball, the spring game, a week from Saturday, April the 12th, on campus at the University of Miami. When we come back, we'll talk more about Hurricanes football. Might even slide in some Final Four talk as well as we continue on the show. Trevor Harris is our producer. DBJ Reed joins us as we continue right after this.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.